Right now, the folks at NPR Music are busy compiling their annual end-of-the-year lists. Our regular musical aficionados from NPR's Alt Latino are here, Felix Contreras, Jasmine Garst, to share some of their favorite music from the year 2013. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
El sol se despide, amarillo, azul, morado.
And we've got music right off the bat. Who is that alluring vocalist?
That is the voice of La Marisol. She's from the band La Santa Cecilia. This is a track from their album 30 Días. It's called Nuestra Señora, La Reina de Los Ángeles.
Por una promesa, muchas almas llegan.
And it was their year. It was a big year for them. They signed with a major label. They had lots of touring. They worked a lot. They had lots of attention, everything from indie weeklies to the Wall Street Journal, all the way to Alt Latino, of course.
Of course.
I don't know. The last couple of years have been La Santa Cecilia's year. They're one of those bands that when you see them live, it's even better than when you check out their record. They just have a wonderful presence, and I'd really say a lot of that is La Marisol's voice. That voice is just killer.
Killer for sure. Okay, that was Santa Cecilia, and that was Felix's pick, one of your picks for 2013. Before we get to Jasmine's choices, you reached out to your listeners, right, for the music that they loved this past year. What did they have to tell you?
Our listeners this year had some really eclectic choices. I think one of my favorite of the listener choices this year was the Argentine singer Juana Molina. She had a new and very much anticipated album out. It was called Wed 21. We did an amazing guest DJ with her. She's funny. She's a former comedian. And I brought a song by her called El Oso de la Guarda, or The Guardian Bear. It's really cool. This album actually has so much nature themes. And there's a lot of, like, bears and moths.
Very cool, kind of a trance vibe.
Oh, totally. Her music is very entrancing, and the beats are really repetitive, but not in a tiresome way, in a very hypnotic way.
I think what makes it trance-like for me is that, to my ear, I hear Philip Glass and Brian Eno. A lot of electronica, a lot of repetition. And she has tremendous crossover appeal because our friends at All Songs Considered, Robin Hilton, loves it. So she's getting to Latino audiences. She's going out all over the place.
Okay.
Now we're going to change the mood just a little bit.
Okay, my mood has changed. It has officially changed.
Are you a little angry now?
I feel angrier. Jasmine, this is your selection. Defend yourself, woman.
No, come on, man. This is like one of my favorite artists ever. This is La Mala Rodriguez. She's a rapper from Spain. She's one of the better known rappers in Latin music. And she dropped this amazing album this year. It's called Bruja. She is really associated with flamenco rap. She's from an area from southern Spain. And her vocals, her rapping style combines like flamenco style vocals with hip hop. But before she did that, she used to do something called hardcore, which was very popular in Spanish hip hop. And it's that she used to growl like a heavy metal singer. And you can really hear that on this album. This is the song 33, in which she talks about how cool it is that she's getting older and wiser and more powerful.
Rap and hip-hop is not my...
It's not your thing.
It's not my wheelhouse. But through these Spanish rappers like Mala Rodriguez or Ana Tijoux from Chile, I'm gaining an appreciation for the rhythm and the flow
than
the use of language and the creative use of language.
I would also add to that that I think some of the stuff that turns Felix off in English language mainstream rap doesn't really happen in Spanish language rap. I mean, in Spanish language rap, you don't hear a lot of, you know, materialism and sexual conquest. Spanish language rap has really picked up the torch of socially conscious artists. I mean, I'd say overwhelmingly, Spanish language rappers have a very deep and thought-provoking message.
You two do have different styles and different musical preferences, shall we say, and you talk about that on your show. But I wonder if there was one singer who brought you two together this past year, who impressed both of you, opened both your eyes in a different way.
Yes, it was, and I discovered her.
No, stop. Oh, my God.
One of us discovered Irene Diaz. She's just an amazing vocalist that put out her first EP finally this year that we heard her perform at the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York back in July. Uh-huh. And she brought a room to a standstill with just the power and the drama and the magnificence of her voice, accompanied just by a ukulele. And I brought in a track that features that voice with the guitar. It's a title track from her EP. It's called Love You Madly. And, you know, I think we can both take credit. Sort of.
Reluctantly,
yeah,
he
grudgingly.
Says.
Maybe I've got you on my mind. My chemicals unwind with just the thought of you. Oh, you make me shine.
Just lovely. I don't blame both of you for trying to take credit for discovering her.
You know, looking back over the year, she was, again, a highlight of so many things that happened this year. And we were listening to our friends at All Songs Considered. The female vocal had a strong presence in country and pop and some of the music that they listened to over there as well. So, and it happened over here for us, too.
Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz, they are the hosts of NPR's Alt Latino. It's a weekly podcast about Latin alternative music and Latino culture. Felix, Jasmine, thanks so much, you guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you so much for having us.
I will love you madly.
And you can hear more of the year's best music as selected by Alt Latino and the rest of our music team at nprmusic.org. And now a goodbye to our friend and colleague, senior producer of Weekend Edition, Tom Bullock. He is moving on to new adventures in radio. It won't be the same here without you, Bullock. We wish you all the best. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.